Dear friends, let me say a couple of things by way of a summary of what we have read and apply some things. Here, Luke was given a special blessing to collate the information that was available to him, to write in order those things that Jesus Christ had done. The purpose of this was to show to Theophilus and to others who would read the scriptures what Jesus Christ had done, that everything would be laid out clearly for him. This was, we could say, a special gospel for Theophilus, which then encourages us, dear friends. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a special, and it is a special for us as individuals. It is given for us. So we ought to take it to our hearts, dear friends. When we read it for yourself. When you hear it for yourself. And to know that God is speaking to you personally. That's so important for you to remember. But also something else that you ought to bear in mind. Who is this Jesus Christ that all these prophets have to speak about him? Who is this Jesus Christ that he has all these forerunners, people coming after him? When a king was to enter into a city, there would be forerunners going out saying, prepare yourselves, the king is coming. The king is near. And so people would get ready. But my friends, the Lord didn't just send one forerunner, but he sent them again and again and again for hundreds of years. Thousands of years, forerunners were sent, prophets were sent, great men of God were sent. God kept saying, there is one coming who is the Messiah, who is the Savior. Dear friends, that means the Lord Jesus Christ is so special above any king in this world. And we should receive him as our Lord and Savior. But something else too, dear friends. This couple that we read of, Elizabeth and Zacharias, they were without children. And yet they were blessed, even without children. They were blessed. Why? Because they knew their God. There were people who would seek the Lord and prayed and waited upon God. Dear friends, you are the most blessed people, individuals, if you know the Savior and if you or a person who is before him through the day, praying to him. And God answered their prayers. But before all of this, answering of the prayer, God was blessing them, had blessed them. They had come to know the Lord personally. So dear friends, here is a great encouragement for us. The Lord answers prayer. Wait on him. Don't give up. These people did not give up. And God in his own time answered. Don't be someone who says, well, the Lord has to answer me here and now, or else I will not pray anymore. I will not follow him anymore. What kind of a faith do you have? What kind of a faith do you have? Do you truly believe the Lord? Do you believe he's worthy of your waiting and patience? God is so patient with you and me, dear friends. Let us be patiently waiting upon God, and he will surely answer the sincere prayers of our hearts. May the Lord then bless his word. Let us all pray.